And please, Jess, stop telling callers that their cholesterol numbers were leaked as part of the Sony PlayStation server attack. Oh, hi, folks. I'm just about to turn things over to Jess Crazier for his Money Talk show. Oh, and this is Comedy Forecast, episode 227, Unhealthy Insurance. Hi, I'm Clinton. When I set up my Comedy Forecast recording studio here in the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers, I had no idea how weird this place can be. But hey, don't take my word for it. Just listen.
It's 12 past the hour and time for Money Talks with Jess Crazier.
That's right, people. I'm Jess Crazier, here to tell you how to spend your money. Why would you listen to me? I think that's pretty obvious. If you had any idea at all what to do with it already, you wouldn't be asking me. First caller, you're up.
Oh, already?
What's your question?
Oh, I don't have one. I just wanted to be first. I'm first. I'm first.
And your return to a life of anonymity begins now. Goodbye, good luck. Second caller, you're up.
Hello, Mr. Crazier.
My producer tells me that you have some questions about health insurance.
Yes, that's right.
In all honesty, I'm not an expert in that. I mean, I know enough to have an opinion without bothering to know a lot of those pesky facts. Think of me as the textbook advisory committee of talk show hosts.
You know, maybe I should call back some other time.
Why? I'm not going to be any more of an expert next week.
No, I meant when some other host was going to be...
Look, what's your question?
Well, all right. This year, I have to choose one of two health insurance plans. An FAF or an SAD plan.
Ah! The FAF is your standard fit-as-a-fiddle plan.
And SAD?
Sick as a dog.
Oh, well, what's the difference?
First of all, the names. If that got past you, you're in worse shape than I thought. You know, you're like that person who goes to Disney and asks, what time is the 3 o'clock parade? Actually, maybe that's a bad example, because I was standing there on Main Street at 3 o'clock in the morning, and the parade was just a bunch of people with brooms and paintbrushes. Lame! Goodbye,
good... Wait, you didn't answer my question.
Remind me again, what was it?
What is the difference between the FAF and the SAD plans, besides the names?
Ah, well, the FAF...
Fit as a fiddle.
Yeah. With FAF, there's no deductible, and the plan covers all of your expenses at 100%.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. What about the other plan?
With the SAD...
Sick as a dog.
That plan also covers all of your expenses at 100% after you meet a deductible.
How much is the deductible?
How much you got?
Oh. Well, it sounds like the fit-as-a-fiddle plan is the way to go.
Whoa, not so fast. If your plan is like mine, you have to pass a physical first. I had to scale a barbed wire fence, avoid quicksand, jump over a pit filled with alligators, and dodge live gunfire.
Ooh, that sounds tough, but I think I can pass that test.
What test? That's what I had to do to get across the parking lot. The exam building is in a really bad part of town.
Oh, I didn't realize...
They don't even validate!
What about drugs?
Oh yeah, plenty of that going on too.
No, I mean on the plan. Prescription drugs.
Oh, right. Yeah, SAD covers 20% of the costs, and FAF covers 100%.
Then the FAF plan is the way to go.
Sure is. Except, if you need a prescription, then you're obviously not fit as a fiddle. So you no longer qualify for the plan, and boom, you're out. It's a catch-22. You know, like that book. You know, they made it into a movie. It was about the war. You know, it had that guy. What was it called? Catcher in the Rye.
So if they would kick me out... the SAD plan is the right one, right?
Exactly! As long as you don't mind switching from your current doctor to a healthcare provider on the plan.
Oh, I don't mind. How would I know who is on the plan?
Oh, that's easy. You just call your local veterinarian. If they're not on the plan, they should know someone who is.
Excuse me, did you say veterinarian?
Yeah! What part of sick as a dog did you not understand?
Well, neither of these options is any good. I thought healthcare reform was supposed to fix all this.
It did! It got rid of the BOD plan.
BOD?
Better off dead. They gave you a bandage, an aspirin, and a motivational poster that said, let's face it, no one gets out of this alive, and sent you on your way.
I guess that does sound worse.
Sure was. That poster had a picture of Christopher Walken on it.
Well, I called up for advice, and now I'm more confused than ever.
I get that a lot.
So, can I ask one more question?
You can, and you just did. Goodbye, good luck. Okay, people, I'm out of here. All this talk about health insurance reminds me that I need to make an appointment for a checkup. I don't seem to be able to jump as high as I used to catch that frisbee with my teeth. Damn fleas are back, too. Whatever. Remember, if you don't know what to do with your money, there are plenty of total strangers who can make suggestions. Until next time, I'm Jess Crazier, saying goodbye, good luck!
If you want to get in touch with us, just send an email to comedyforecast, all one word with the number 4, at gmail.com, or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004. Keep up with all the latest news by joining the Comedy Forecast Facebook fan page at facebook.com/comedyforecast, all one word with the number 4. And follow Comedy Forecast on Twitter, all one word, you get the idea. And be sure to subscribe to the show so you automatically get all the episodes. It's easy, because Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes.
If you like the show, give us a great review, and we'll give you a shout-out.
Zune Marketplace.
Zune me, baby.
And Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.